Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy discussions with Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox on various topics related to nature spirituality. Tonight's podcast is an encore presentation from December 2016, where Selena discussed ways to dispel winter blues, reduce holiday stress, and heal from loss and painful memories during this Yuletide season.
This is Selena Fox. And tonight, we take a look at healing and wellness at the Yuletide holidays. Yuletide can be a wonderful time for having joy, being with others, celebrating the turning of the wheel of the year. But it also can be a time that is stressful, a time that can trigger memories and impact of those memories in some good ways and some challenging ways. It can be a time of being able to be with others, but at times that can be too much, or dynamics from the past getting triggered by being with others you don't see very often. So Yuletide can be a happy time, but it also can be a time that really is challenging, stressful, depressing, and so how to deal with the unpredictabilities of the Yuletide holidays? Well, I am going to share some ideas tonight and some practical suggestions, and also look at ways of enhancing the positive things of the holidays. So even if you aren't needing to problem solve, well, what are some ways that the holidays can become even a better time for you and your loved ones? So what are some of the sources of holiday stress? I think one of the first things has to do with the change in the daily rhythms of life. Change can be refreshing, but it can be stressful in itself. We get used to certain patterns in our lives, and then comes December in the Northern Hemisphere, what I call the Yuletide season. New things get added into our daily routines, or things that happen specifically in December. This can be some additional events for family and friends, in the workplace, at academic institutions, for those who are involved in teaching or studying there. There can be the need and the expectation of having gifts for loved ones, cards, greetings, social events. All of these things have the capability of being something pleasurable and renewing, but having a lot of this all happen at once can be really challenging for some people. So as we look at the daily routine, we recognize that Yuletide disrupts it, interrupts it, changes it for a few days and for many for a few weeks. Another source of stress has to do with increased demands and inputs from the world around you. Part of this may come from direct interactions with loved ones, wanting you to help with this or go to this outing. Some of it may be someone who has a need to get some emotional support because some things are unfolding that are challenging. So being able to be aware that Yuletide can be a time of turbulence within one's social system, and just as you may need some support, some other people might need some support as well, and finding a good way to strike a balance between the demands of others and situations around you and having some time for quiet and recharge is important. The Yuletide holidays often involve going to various places for shopping and outings, and many people are out and about on roads, in shops, and other areas. So the congestion factor typically is increased. So one of the things that one can do in being aware of that source of stress is to take a look at timing and, when possible, find some times where the congestion isn't so much, and to do some centering before one ventures forth. Another source of stress and angst at Yuletide has to do with memories. These might be happy memories connected with the holidays from earlier in life, and then having those happy memories be in contrast with some situation at present, and the discrepancy can be stress producing, can be a source of anger, of sadness, of longing, or memories from the past where there has been a loss, some kind of a trauma, a difficult experience, may be so linked in with Yuletide that as Yuletide approaches, those memories of challenging experiences come flooding back into awareness. So part of the challenge there is to find a way of repatterning the memories. And a good way is to create some new memories, connect them with the Yuletide, and have these newer memories be something that's pleasurable, that's interesting, that's uplifting, that's fun. Yuletide holidays can bring forth convergence with others where there are unresolved issues. Some people call this the toxic relatives syndrome. Being with family of origin, other people, past experiences, which their stresses and strains in relationships sometimes get triggered just by the individuals involved being in the same location, such as at a family dinner. So one of the things that one has to keep in mind as one is going into social situations where there may be people you don't get along with well now, or you haven't in the past, or both, and finding some ways to navigate that that does not add additional stress and trauma to the relationship and to your experience of Yuletide as a whole. Some other things that are connected with holiday stress has to do with time of year. There's a tendency for colds and flus and other types of transmitted diseases to get spread around because humans tend to be indoors quite a bit, and some of the buildings have such good insulation and the windows are so tight that there isn't good air circulation with fresh air, so the air can become stale, somebody coughing, it can go into the whole space. And so one really needs to take a look at the contagion factor and come up with some ways of fortifying one's immune system. So this means paying some extra attention to one's sleep cycles, being able to get plenty of rest and good deep sleep, and finding some ways to also have good nutrition and minimizing what kind of stressors happen physiologically. So often at holidays, there's social situations with a lot of food, a lot of drink, a lot of sugars, a lot of fats, and certainly being able to sample a wide range of things can be pleasurable, can be a fun thing. But one needs to balance out all the treats that one's taking into one's system with making sure that fresh vegetables and fruits are part of the diet to help boost one's immune system. Some people may take extra vitamins to help fortify one's system. If they haven't already been doing multivitamins, take something like that. Certainly, in terms of planning ways to work with your specific physiological system, it is good to consult with your healthcare provider and make sure that your choices of trying to enhance your immune system and bolster your defenses has a good strategy for what works for you. So we've taken a look at some of the sources of stress. Let's take a look now at some ways of doing healing. First of all, I think the way that you conceptualize Yuletide is really important. I like the term Yule and Yuletide because it's a way of characterizing the whole holiday season rather than specifically one day, one evening, winter solstice night. Certainly as one goes back across cultures, around the world, across time, most ancient cultures that celebrated winter solstice had a celebration that lasted more than 24 hours. It was a multi-day, multi-night celebration. And while most of us are in parts of society that do not operate on an agricultural calendar, we have a 7-day-a-week calendar and a typical Monday to Friday work week is pretty commonplace, although other people keep other hours and some are part of endeavors that go 24/7. It is important to look at the whole Yuletide season as a whole and find a way to create a rhythm for the holiday season, which incorporates alone time, recharge time, with time with close loved ones and time with others, a balance between events with others and preparations involving work with others, balancing that with personal time, solitude, quietude. Another important healing and wellness approach for Yuletide is to spend some time each day. Some people do it at the beginning of the day, some at the end of the day, reflecting for a few minutes on what you're thankful for, allowing your mind to focus on appreciation. Some like to have at least three things that one is appreciative of. And those things might change from day to day, but it's a kind of count your blessings, a gratitude attitude. And when one spends some time really reflecting on what is right, that is a way of drinking in the good, of enhancing a sense of well-being, of joy, of peace. Another powerful way of bringing healing to the Yuletide holidays is kindness. Being kind, being charitable, helping one or more people in at least one way every day. When one connects with someone else in need, this can be somebody you know or someone that you happen to encounter, or working with an agency that helps people in need. When one focuses on being a source of caregiving, of charity, of helping, that can not only do wonders for those who are receivers of the kindness and charity, but it has the additional benefit of helping to boost one's own sense a purpose in life, of being part of the larger interconnected web of life that we're all part of, can really give one's spirit a boost. One of my main suggestions for healing at Yuletide centers around visible light. Getting at least 15 minutes of direct sunlight or full spectrum lighting in an indoor situation. Whenever possible, to have window shades open, the blinds opened, curtains pulled back to let visible light flow into the room when one's in an interior space. Even better is being able to go outside. Even if the sun is not brightly shining, being out during the day, the brightness of being outside can really help boost one's spirits. There's something called seasonal affective disorder. Many people call this blues. When one's contact with visible daylight is reduced, this can have not only a psychological effect, but a biochemical effect on one's physiological processes. Being able to be out in light, or if one is in a situation of needing to be inside for extended periods of time, having a way of accessing full spectrum artificial light can really help counter seasonal affective disorder and boost one's spirits. Spending some time in a natural environment, contemplating the beauty of nature, taking a nature walk. If one's in a place where one can have bird feeders outside, filling those feeders and watching the birds and any other critters come up and feast on the seeds that are placed there. Connecting with the natural world. It's wonderful throughout the year. It can be especially powerful at Yuletide. Another approach for healing and well-being is to have some warm, healthful beverages. You may want to have some apple cider and heat it up and add to it some herbs and spices, cinnamon, allspice, nutmeg, or some spices that can be wonderful additions to a warm cider. If you have some frozen berries, you can add them. Slice up some apples and add them. You can have a wonderful, healthful beverage of warm cider. Warm herbal tea, mint, can be quite delicious. You may do a blend of different types of mint. You may have mint and basil tea, lemon balm tea, and going to bed, catnip and chamomile tea are not only healthful, but they can help with de-stressing, relaxing. Drinking any type of warm beverage can be comforting and soothing. Another approach for healing and wellness at Yuletide is to make some time to simply sit and be. Meditation. Some will also add journaling to meditate for a time and then to do stream of consciousness, just writing whatever comes to mind as a way of opening up, of expressing what's deep within you. Doing some form of physical activity is also important as winter comes on. This can take the form of stretches. It might be a system such as yoga or tai chi. The important thing is to be able to move one's body. One can do different ritual postures as part of a ceremonial experience. One may do some kind of aerobics, taking a walk outside, dancing to some music. By having some physical exercise, it helps balance one's energy. It can enhance exuberance for those who are lethargic. It can moderate anxiety and hyperactivity for those who are really too wired up. It can be a very calming and balancing dimension to add to your Yuletide season. Something that is healing and can also be a fun thing is to do decorating of one's home space for the holidays. For those who really like doing decorating, can be a great creative pursuit. It also can be a lot of work. So one of the things to consider is, well, how much decorating do I want to do, and do I want one or more others to actually help me do it? So a task can actually turn into a fun connecting with a loved one or more. One of the things that I like to do at Yuletide are sun meditations. One does not have to be outside under a shining sun in order to do this meditation, but certainly one can have that experience and bring that to mind to enhance the meditation. So let's shift for a few moments into a sun radiance wellness meditation for Yuletide. I'm going to guide this short meditation. Feel free to make it your own in incorporating this into your Yuletide celebrations and pattern of being for the month of December. So to begin, find a comfortable place to sit where you can be at one with meditation for the next few moments. So set aside at least 5 minutes to do the meditation. Remove distractions. Have as quiet a space as you can. Have as private a space as you can. Although this meditation can be done with others, as long as a good system is set up for starting and ending at pretty uniform times so that each person can go deep into the meditation for renewal. So clearing away distractions, sitting comfortably, Begin by taking deep, slow breaths. And envision around you a circle of radiant white light that gives you a focal point for the start and ending of your meditation. Knowing at any time if you have need to do so, you can return to a more waking state of consciousness by envisioning yourself centered in that ring of light. As you continue to deep breathe and experience the circle of light around you, allow yourself to become more relaxed, and then imagine the sun shining brightly above you, a golden disk with rays of light. And some of those rays of light coming down upon you, focusing on drawing the rays of sunlight deep within your being, experiencing yourself as connected with the sun as an orb of healing and wellness. Become one with the sun. Experience yourself as being that powerful orb with rays all around you, that you are pulsating with life. Pulsating with joy. Pulsating with creative awareness, with creative solutions to whatever you encounter that may need a solution. Pulsating with warmth, with power, with delight. Be with the sense of oneness with the sacred sun and its powers of healing and wellness. And as you breathe in and out, you experience the pulsating of the golden light that's within you and around you as you are one with the solstice time sun. And then, carrying memories of what you have created and experienced into your day-to-day life. Give thanks to the sacred sun. Internalize the images that you've experienced of the sun above you, shining rays upon you, the sun within you, shining rays around you. Internalize your experiences with the sacred sun in this meditation, knowing that whenever you have need to do so, you can experience the healing radiance of the sun working with this meditation or a version of it. And as you feel complete with that, continue to bask in your own glow. Experiencing your immune system bolstered. Joy and peace strengthened within you, as well as the strengthening of your creative powers. Know that you can do the Sun Radiance Wellness Meditation whenever you have need to enhance well-being, to dispel stress, to bolster your mood. So we took a look at some approaches for healing. And let's also take a look at some approaches for wellness. Take a look at your daily patterns and rhythms. They're going to be changing anyway during the Yuletide season. So what are some things that you can incorporate into your daily routine that can really enhance your experience of Yuletide and minimize the challenges and the stress? In addition to some of the ideas that we've talked about already, I'd suggest to you that when you get up in the morning, before you even get out of bed, that you do a short meditation. You give thanks for the day. You connect with the divine by whatever name or names you work with the divine in your own tradition, and ask for blessings and guidance upon you and your life in the day ahead. Some find it helpful as part of starting out the day to turn and face east and the rising sun, depending on when you get up. If you get up at dawn, you'll have a chance to see it firsthand. If the sun's already been up a while, as you turn and face the east or the east and south, celebrate the day. Honor the day. Some like to face each of the directions of the sacred circle and the sacred sphere. Facing the north, the east, the south, the west, that which is above, that which is below, that which is center. And in the center, that which is within, as well as all around. So working with a sacred circle or a sacred sphere, even if it's only a minute or two ritual of movement and focus, this strengthens your connections with those spiritual forces and is balancing and centering. So let's take a look at some of the other things that one can do to enhance healing and wellness at the holidays. One is to be aware that every Yuletide has its own kind of story and possibilities. Is there ever really a perfect Yuletide? What is perfection? Let go of unrealistic goals of trying to force the holiday season into a particular template. Instead, recognize that it's a creative process, and there may be things that don't work out so well, and other things that are serendipitous gifts from the universe. So recognize that Yuletide is a process as well as a season, and find something each day that puts you in touch with the spirit of the Yuletide. Another tip for reducing the stress of holidays, enhancing wellness, is to really monitor your thoughts and your feelings. And if you find your thoughts being anxious or depressed or sad or angry, if there's some type of thinking process and some kind of mood process that is troublesome, rather than trying to suppress it, be aware of it. Find a good way to express what you're feeling, and then move on from it, such as by playing some uplifting music, getting a massage, singing, playing a rhythm instrument, doing a ritual, doing affirmations. Recognizing that nostalgia can be a wonderful thing, but memories might come that get triggered by the holidays, some music, some action, and something sad might surface. So rather than go in denial about it, be aware of it and find a good way to express it or note it down. And then to allow your mind to dwell on some other things as well. If you have a tendency to spend too much time by yourself, really make a point of getting out and about and being in some situations where you can experience community. Some people live in places where they can go and take part in a variety of Yule events that have a spiritual dimension to them. I know at Circle Sanctuary this month in December of 2016, when I'm doing this podcast, we not only are having workshops, but we have a community day. I'm doing a Yuletide Greenery Full Moon Circle. We're having our community Yule and Winter Solstice pageant combined this year, and I'm doing a Solstice Eve event. We have actually multiple events with face-to-face opportunities. But in addition to this, we also are doing our celebration in cyberspace. This podcast is actually part of what we are offering this Yuletide season. Plus, we have other Yuletide podcasts from the past. some of my Circle Craft Study podcasts are online for free downloads at circlepodcast.org. And there'll be some of my podcasts on iTunes and at the Pagans Tonight Radio Network's archives. So you can connect through podcasting, and we have a variety of resources on the web for those who would like to do some reading about holiday traditions, in particular pagan lore and Yuletide tips for creating personal, household, and community rituals. My guide to celebrating the seasons has not only links to different articles and rituals that I've created, it has some podcast links, and it has some links to other resources as well. In addition, I invite you to check out our resources via social media, my Selena Fox updates page, my Twitter, Selena_Fox, and my Instagram, Selena Fox, will all have some Yuletide photos, some chants, videos. So I invite you to be able to get connected in cyberspace as well as face-to-face if you have the ability to actually come to one or more of our celebrations. So in addition to getting out and connecting with others, something else that can be a wonderful way of celebrating Yuletide is to recognize you don't have to do the same traditions year after year, that actually Yuletide traditions commonly will evolve and change. So if you have certain things that you do every year and you like doing them, well, continue on. But you may also want to adapt them in some ways. If you like to do gift giving with others, you may come up with a different strategy for gift giving. You might decide to do gifting with greetings, video greetings, face-to-face greetings, surprises. You may want to do a short video and send it by email. You may want to call some people up. So the connection piece, as you do connections, select some ways to do it that really allow you not only to nurture, but to be nurtured. And to find some ways to enhance your holiday, to refresh it each year. So it may be some decorations that you do in your home. It may be taking part in some type of charity event. We do a food drive every year, and being able to volunteer at a food pantry or homeless shelter, you may want to do some act of kindness of charity as part of your Yuletide celebration. Something that can really cut down on stress and enhance healing and well-being is to do some advanced planning. That doesn't mean you have to rigidify your whole Yuletide season, but really think through what kinds of things you have going, make a good way of tracking that on some type of calendar, making some to-do list, and recognize that you may not want to do everything that comes to your attention. Picking and choosing, trying to create an overall structure, learning to say no, not feeling kind of obligated, or if one does have some kind of obligated social setting, is to find some ways to put some boundaries around it, to do some limitation so you aren't totally drained by the experience. moderation as well as being exuberant. Good balance of that. If you're going to have lots of sweets and inebriation, well, make sure you got some basic food in you as well. I think one of the most important techniques for healing and wellness at the holidays is really to find at least 10 minutes, 15 minutes if you can, at least once during the course of a day where you have quietude and solitude. You unplug from electronics, from mobile devices, from sounds and inputs. Find some place and some space and some time to just be. You can sit quietly, or you may play some calming music. You may decide to just focus on relaxed breathing. You may do a candlelight soak in a tub. And there's a lot of different ways to take that personal time. Or you may want to read a book that is really appealing to you, or listen to some kind of recording, or just simply be out in a natural place and drink in the beauty of nature. There are many different approaches for healing and wellness at the holidays. I do think that giving yourself some time to recognize that even fun things can be stressful, and to create a different rhythm, since the rhythm of Yuletide is its own thing, and finding a good balance between being active and still, being with others and alone, being in the exuberance of light and sound and activity, and being quiet with nature. Recognize that you can celebrate Yuletide over the course of several days and nights, and perhaps do a special observance or reflection for a few minutes each day or each night. If one has a Yule tree, perhaps focusing on a different ornament each day, or to add one to the tree each day, or if one likes to kindle candles, to have an altar and each day to add another candle and kindle it for a few minutes. Calling on the divine each day and night of the Yuletide season, by whatever name or names that you're aligned with in your own tradition, can really take you to a deep, peaceful, wise place within yourself and within the world. Recognizing that Yuletide has some commonalities that go across faith traditions and culture. Peace, love, caring, compassion, wisdom, harmony, joy, magic, synchronicity, serendipity, mystery. May you have a wonderful Yuletide season. May one or more of these tips aid you in having a healing and wellness time. And if you find that in doing these various things, you still feel a call to get some additional help, do not hesitate to reach out. You may find it helpful to connect with a counselor, with a loved one, with a therapist, to aid you in having a healthy and wonderful Yuletide. Many blessings and good Yule.
Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming, connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.